In Lectio Divina, we repeatedly listen to or read a scripture passage slowly and prayerfully. Many people experience a deepening of intimacy with Jesus and submitting to his rule and lordship over our lives as they continue this practice. We come to God's Word expecting to hear the Lord speak to us, anticipating that the Holy Spirit will use the historical and inspired text to speak to us personally. I will read the scripture passage to you four times. Each reading will be guided by a reflection question and will be followed by a time of silence so that you can spend time listening to the Lord. We will read and pray through Romans chapter 3, verse 23, through the first half of verse 25, which comes from the sermon scripture for this week. This passage is rich with theological truths about our salvation and our standing before our holy and sacrificial God. You can repeat this practice as many times as you like throughout the week. Whether you are in a quiet room or in your car, try to set aside a few minutes for the practice as an offering to the Lord, giving the Spirit time to speak to your heart and mind. As you settle into your space and into this sacred time, ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you through the God-breathed Word. As you hear the text for the first time, notice any words, phrases, or images that catch your attention. For everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. Yet God, in His grace, freely makes us right in His sight. He did this through Christ Jesus when He freed us from the penalty for our sins. For God presented Jesus as the sacrifice for sin. People are made right with God when they believe that Jesus sacrificed his life, shedding his blood. In the silence that follows, let your mind linger on the word, phrase, or image that captured your attention. As you hear the text for the second time, notice what thoughts, feelings, and reflections arise within you. What might God be highlighting to you through this? For everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. Yet God, in His grace, freely makes us right in His sight. He did this through Christ Jesus when He freed us from the penalty for our sins. For God presented Jesus as the sacrifice for sin. People are made right with God when they believe that Jesus sacrificed His life, shedding His blood. Did a new word or phrase stand out to you? Did the same word or phrase catch your attention? Ask the Lord how this relates to your life today. As you hear the text for a third time, notice what God might be stirring within you in response. For everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. Yet God, in His grace, freely makes us right in His sight. He did this through Christ Jesus when He freed us from the penalty for our sins. For God presented Jesus as the sacrifice for sin. People are made right with God when they believe that Jesus sacrificed His life, shedding His blood. How is God leading you to respond? Perhaps in gratitude, praise, or confession? In the silence that follows, respond to Him as you feel led. Finally, as I read the text for a fourth and final time, allow yourself to simply be. Rest in the presence of the Holy Spirit. For everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. Yet God, in His grace, freely makes us right in His sight. He did this through Christ Jesus, when He freed us from the penalty for our sins. For God presented Jesus as the sacrifice for sin. People are made right with God when they believe that Jesus sacrificed His life, shedding His blood. The Holy Spirit continues to be with us throughout the day. You might wish to remain here with Him in silence for a few moments longer, aware of and grateful for His presence. When you are ready to conclude this time, take a few moments to thank Him for speaking to you today.